came to my attention that on a previous Halakha Yomi that was posted on Thursday, January 15th, 04, the discussion there was Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana, and it was mentioned that Maran holds that praying Mincha Gedola is Bidi'avad compared to praying Mincha Ketana, the later Mincha, which would be Lechatechila. So there we quoted a teshuvah from Hakam ben Sion Abba Shaul that said, because of this, it would be more proper to pray Mincha Ketana biyachid, without a minyan, than to pray Mincha Gedola with a minyan. Because Hakam ben Sion holds that tefillah bizmana, a tefillah in its time, is more important than tefillah b'sibur. And that is indeed how he was posek, and the other rabbis that also concur with such opinion. However, at the time we did add to that halakha, that Hakam Avadya Yosef in Yehaveh Da'at argues on that. As a matter of fact, he writes, originally he held like that, and he actually brought ra'ayot. One of the ra'ayot that he brought, one of the proofs that he brought was from a Rosh that talks about Musaf. It says he used to pray Musaf b'yachid when he saw that the Sibur was going to pray Musaf after the seventh hour. So you see again, tefillah bizmana overrides even tefillah b'sibur, even though that ra'ya can be pushed away, because there the Gemara says anybody that prays Musaf after the seventh hour is considered a posheya. So that's really not a proof, because you have a clear Gemara that you're not supposed to. You're considered a posheya after. But they bring the ayot, there's an Eliyahu Rabba that says that if a person has to go to the bathroom, the ketahilai shouldn't pray. And even if he can hold himself for 72 minutes, still it's considered tefillah b'di'avad. And therefore he says, in that case, it's better to go relieve yourself and then come back and pray, even though you're not going to have a minyan. So you see again that the tefillah b'sibur is pushed away for other concerns in the tefillah. If your tefillah is going to be b'di'avad, it's better to pray b'yachid. However, Hakam Avadya then quotes many Rishonim, amongst them the Rif, the Rosh, the Menu Sa'adja Gaon, the Ra'avan, and the Ritba, that all hold that Mincha Gedola is Lechatechila. It's not b'di'avad. And he writes that if Maran would have seen all these Rishonim that came out after, or he didn't have access, or he didn't see them for whatever reason, Maran would have been Chozer Bo. And he would have said that Tefillat Mincha Gedola is indeed Lechatechila. And therefore the Hakam rules that 100%, if a person has a choice to pray Mincha Gedola with a minyan or Mincha Ketana without a minyan, he should definitely pray Mincha Gedola with a minyan based on all those Rishonim that we mentioned. So again, the conclusion that was posted is going to be corrected with the addition that we're saying now and the addition that we said previously in the last time that we posted it. La halakha, one that prays Mincha Gedola with a minyan, that overrides praying Mincha Ketana without a minyan.